This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
That was really cool.
I can see your head swelling.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a really cool moment that just happened that everyone
missed. I have never seen you be so happy. It's hard to impress you, like.
Do you want to explain what happened?
So we're just sitting in the studio here, and then Mr. Ian Dempsey opened the door and asked David Hammond one of the worst questions he could have possibly asked. He said, David, are you playing golf? And you jumped out of the chair. I don't know if you realize you stood up. And you said, yes, I am. And I'm really good for 3 months.
I'm actually alright for three months.
Now I will say, I think Ian automatically started panicking that you were going to ask him to play with him.
That's why I didn't.
Because he very quickly said, no, we don't let any... He basically said he plays with one other friend.
Yeah, and he never lets anyone else play.
I don't let anyone else in. And I was like, that was a wise thing that you said, Mr. Dempsey.
He also started edging his way out of the door.
Yeah, he was gone.
I won't ask it.
As you started getting closer to him.
I'd say he came in, asked a question. As soon as he asked a question, he went, fuck, what?
Yeah. And a rookie error.
Yeah, rookie error. Yeah. And someone who didn't, you know, pick up on that would have been like, we'll play.
Yeah,
we
no,
play.
Totally, yeah.
Let's get
no,
it.
No, you did. I was panicking because I was like, I could see what was happening. And I was like, I really don't want him to be turned down here. So I'm glad you didn't ask. But someday. You know the way sometimes workplaces do like an in-house tournament?
Yes, that'd be kind of cool.
No, it'd be just you and Ian Dempsey, like.
It would be. No, Charlie plays as well. JP plays.
Oh, really?
As well.
Okay.
I don't know who is anyone. I don't know anyone else.
Imagine if I played and I just didn't tell you and I was really good.
That would be. I'd be great, man. Yeah. I'd love that.
Yeah.
If you could go practice, that'd be unreal. You said something today where I don't know what it was. Something about me practicing something. I'm not good at many things. But there's one thing I'm good at, and it's sport.
Well, I've no doubt.
Savage at sport.
And I can't judge you for that because I'm absolutely brutal.
But everything else, but terrible.
You could be really mediocre and I would still think you're good.
We should do that. That'd be great. I'd love you to come and watch me play golf.
Do you know what? We should do a day where we do things that you like and we do things that I like.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and I'm getting you into drag.
Love it. All right, go on. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
What's going on? Welcome to the weekend. 7:04. How are we? Emma, Dave, and Fiona hanging out. But it's Dave and Patrick with you.
Good morning.
Did you hear in the news there? Alex was like, under 16-year-olds in the UK won't be allowed energy drinks.
That's crazy.
I remember, this was years ago, there was like a kind of skating festival in Dublin. Like, I want to say like 20.
Is this when you were in your emo era?
It was probably just before.
Okay, so you were kind of just bored, lame emo, kind of skateboarder.
Exactly,
kid.
I'd say that's what got it over the line, going to this thing. Do you know what I mean? It was called Kings of Concrete.
I could never see you on a skateboard.
Really?
No, yeah,
you
honestly.
Know what, you're not wrong. I couldn't do it.
You're barely steady on your feet.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. But it was called Kings of Concrete, and I remember they were doing this thing, they were like giving away drinks that it was supposed to be this new drink, and it's going to make myself sound so old. It was Mountain Dew.
Okay, right. I haven't even heard that word in years.
It's mad, isn't it?
Is this still going, I wonder?
I think it is, probably. But maybe not. But I remember going up to the like promoters, and they were like, oh, you have to have ID. I was like, oh, is it
for
alcohol?
The drink?
Yeah, I was like, is it alcohol? They're like, no, but it is energy drink. I was like, what kind of woke nonsense is this?
Yeah.
It's 2012, give me an energy drink.
Totally.
For God's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know what their process is, but like, wasn't it humbling? Because I remember going into like a Deals or something like that and getting a Red Bull.
And that's the only place you could get them, like BPM and stuff.
I wasn't allowed the Red Bull. I was allowed a BPM.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I think people, like parents, started to get really annoyed at their kids drinking this thing and shop selling them. Do you remember Boost?
Yeah, it was banned in my school.
Was it?
Yeah, it was banned for a while in my school because I think that's why they thought people were going mental.
It's banned in my house still.
Is it really?
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a huge fan myself. Like,
I wouldn't anymore because I'm too old. I can't drink it anymore.
No, my heart gets the palpitations I get from just drinking water.
So that's being banned in the UK. I'd imagine it's probably going to come
usually
here.
It heads over this way, doesn't it?
It usually does the same.
But how are they going to police that? Like,
it's you literally can't walk into a shop and buy. You have to have.
There'll be uproars on street corners selling Red Bulls.
And there'll be fuming. There'll be protests.
Exactly. Did you watch Love Island last night?
I did. Great question.
I love that you're into it.
I'm going to miss that question being asked.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
And you know what? It's kind of, I'm getting Sunday fear because I know it's coming to an end.
Is it Monday?
It's next Monday. So we've got one full week left. if you know what I'm saying. Which is always arguably the worst week.
It's the worst
because
week.
It's the most boring week because they're actually in love, apparently, by all accounts, which I don't believe any of it. But I will buy into it for the sake of the show, right? So last night, well, the night before last, we saw them going to the Love Island Fest. Do you remember? Did you see that one?
What was Love Island Fest?
So they usually do it, like, it's usually in a clubhouse or whatever.
Oh, sorry, I missed that episode.
Yeah,
I was watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I heard that Wednesday night's episode was absolutely terrible, so boring because, and we were kind of putting our heads together thinking, oh, because the England match is on Wednesday night, Love Island is still going to clash with it, but they're just going to put like a load of rubbish out because no one knows.
That makes total sense because they wheeled out the usual Joel Corry, right in the mix, the usual bombshell every year he comes in. They did Love Island Fest basically where they go and like they do this awful thing where they pretend they haven't seen each other. So for example, there was one point where Finley like looked at the lads who were like 3 or 4 metres away and like waves at them and then like, walks over when they do this like awful VT while they're dancing. God. It's awful.
There's one thing that, like, I don't watch Love Island, but there's one thing that I saw people online that they were trying to make comparisons to Big Brother, because when you go into the Big Brother house, it's just you and the housemates and you don't have any contact with the outside.
It's not manipulated at all.
Yeah, whereas with Love Island, it is. It's constructed reality in a way, isn't it? Yeah. But there's like, they'll see the cameraman and they'll see all these different crew members and it's like, it's
yeah,
not
totally.
Really real.
And they're definitely getting their hair cut. Like,
they
drives me insane.
On a Saturday.
Do you know
what?
I want to see
off.
Them at their worst.
They get their nails and
But anyway, last night we saw the aftermath of Love Island Fest, right? Because we were voting for our favourite boys and girls, and last night we saw that Jordan and Alicia, the newest girl, were both picked at the bottom two, and they had to leave the villa immediately. But the rest of the castmates had to, or the Islanders had to select two more people to go.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot to go, right? So you had Mika and Samrash, who were in a couple; they were in the bottom, and also you had Finley and Martha. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Martha, for anyone who is, she was in Castlemore. She's still in there.
She doesn't have anyone.
She doesn't do anything.
She's with Jordan. Was she with Jordan?
She was with Jordan. Jordan was just gone as well. It was kind of obvious they were going to pick her.
Yeah.
Right. And then, of course, they picked Finley as well. So Finley left.
I like the way they picked Finley because he was bad.
Because he was bad. Yeah. Yeah. And like, do you know, Meek and Samrash had done that thing where they were like, we're going to go. I hate that.
I hate that as well. It's so pick me.
It's just it's not the point. But then, as a result of Finley deciding to go, Ellie had to stand on business.
Of course.
Right, after all her talk, and she left as well. How and ever, right, away from the villa, Charlene Murphy, she's out and about, she's doing the rounds. I think she rented out a hotel room yesterday somewhere and had every interviewer in Dublin in for a chat, which was fantastic, right? And her showbiz Shannon was there. Right?
Charlene used to walk into this building every single Monday and I'm like, and now we have to go to you, Charlene? A bit too big for your boots now, Char.
A little, for someone who was in there for about a week, you know what I mean, right? So Shannon asked her a couple of questions. I'm going to play a couple of clips for you, right? First of all, she asked her the question they all get asked. Would she go back and do All Stars? She said she would, and then Shannon was like, okay, who would you like to see? And this is who her dream cast would be.
I do fancy Jack Fowler, but I don't think he'd do it again. I saw him online saying he wouldn't.
Get in.
Because he's quite like far from it now. We done it like a good few years ago. Ovi, love him. Jax, he's fab. I would say them. If I had to pick.
Okay.
Dream lineup.
Jack Fowler, great character.
Yeah.
Ovi, great character. Jax was one of the worst people
in the
world.
One of the worst people ever.
Pretty sure
the producer
was like, man, you need to go. You're a villain.
I think in Charlene's head, she's thinking, who can we bring in for the drama? You know what I mean?
Fair.
Yeah. Now, not a bad lineup, in fairness
to her.
That's
decent.
She knows what she wants, in fairness. She was also asked about Aidan and Priya, right?
Yeah.
This is the couple that I can't get on board with. They're obviously in there for ages, and now they've just suddenly decided that they're going to like start getting to know each other a bit better. They said, you know, like it was a slow burn or a friendship thing. They're
because
so.
They know other options.
They're so. Absolutely. And they're so conscious that the end is coming and that there's 50 grand in the bag.
So
however, this is what Charlene had to say about them.
I think they're really similar people. And I think people are kind of dubious of them and wondering, but they never really gave it a proper shot before because then someone else came in, I think, in the meantime. And seeing them together, they do bounce off each other really well. So, like, I think so, but you don't know. Because I go in with genuine intentions, but not everyone does that.
Fair enough.
Now, when she says, like, that they're similar people, they both have their eyes on the prize.
Oh yeah.
Let's be honest, let's call a spade here.
There's not many people in there who don't, I'd
say. No, and this is what bothers me about watching it with people like my mom, because she's like, they don't love each other. I'm like, no mom, they're in there for 50 grand.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? And then of course she was also asked, I think this is kind of the question that everyone's been asked at the moment, who does she think the winner is going to be? And this is her prediction.
Who would you like to see win the show?
Julia Lorenzo. For sure. Yeah. I love her. She's the best. She's so funny. Literally supermodel. And he is the nicest guy. Like, he made me laugh in times I was crying and just made me feel better. And he just is everyone's dad. And they look like a rich couple that should be on a yacht. I love them together.
People keep referring to her as like a Bond villain.
A Bond girl, I would
say.
Yeah,
a Bond
villain is actually not a bad show.
No, totally.
I would love to see them win.
I would love to see her win on her own. She is so Bond-esque.
Incredible.
I think if
television.
She wins and pops off, get her for the Bond movie.
Dead
That's
right.
my prediction.
Dead right. I have to get a new housemate. Not one, but two. Two new housemates.
You're that bad to live
I'm
with.
I'm that bad
yeah,
to live with.
That's what I assumed.
Do you know what? I've lived with these two people for... Well, one of them for more than 2 years and one of them for over a year. And I kind of forgot what it's like, the stress of having to get a new housemate in.
Yeah.
Because I want to obviously only deal with like my close friends.
Totally.
And maybe their friends. Do you know what I mean?
A small circle.
Exactly. So I put up on my close friend story last night. I was talking about, Callum, you're not on my close friends. But to be fair, either is Padraig and either is Emma.
You've explained before that Dave's close friends, they are very limited.
There's probably about four people on there. And one of them is my dad.
To be honest with you, I don't care that I'm not there. To be totally honest. But anyway.
I care a little bit.
I'd say it's riveting.
I've seen Dave every day for the last 4 years. So to not be in the close friends.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a little bit heartbreaking.
I get that. I'm sure it's just an extension of what you have to listen to in the morning anyway.
Do you know what? I don't actually know why you're not on. It's the same reason I don't give out my phone number. I don't know. It's weird. I'm just weird with that stuff. I'm odd with that stuff. I don't know. It's fair enough. But also, you could go, I would give you my archive and I'd be like, go through that. There's nothing on my close friends.
It's probably all just pears and birdies and stuff. Boring stuff.
So anyway, I have to get a new housemate, and I was putting on my close friend story and I was kind of, you know, saying...
More stressful than having to find a new house, by the way, because you want to make sure the person is right.
Yes,
the right fit.
Yeah. Now, I did screenshot my close friend story, right, and I sent it to Padraig. So Padraig knows what the caption is for this thing that I put up.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, he didn't say anything, but I was worried, was he going to? Because two other people in my house did. I put on it that I wanted preferably... someone who didn't work from home.
Couldn't agree more.
The entire time.
Couldn't agree more.
Is that not fine?
No, I think that's totally fair.
I was wondering why you didn't say anything.
No, I'm so on board with it because I have a housemate who works from home and it is so annoying.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Because you know what? I'm the type of person who I will try my best to use the kitchen off peak times.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm batch cooking, I might do it between 3 and 4
okay.
when no one else needs it. 4 cups of tea in an hour.
Could you just give
me 1 hour in the day where I can have the time to batch cook?
It's so annoying.
Oh.
But you know what? For me is because obviously we'd be up early and then we're doing the show and then I'll come home and maybe go to the gym or do whatever. And then I'm like, right, I have an hour to nap now.
Yeah.
And all I hear is Zoom meetings going on in the rooms around me. I'm like, I can't. I was talking to this girl who was potentially going to move in. She was just like, do you have like an area? And I was like, yeah, well, there is the office. Like you can whatever. And she was like, oh, and luckily she was like, it's too small. Sorry, bye.
I would use that as a filtering mechanism to wean them down to just
I think that's fair enough. However, you know? My two housemates who do work from home full time are on my close friend story.
Okay.
And they were like, what's wrong with working from home? And I was like, I want to nap. I don't need more
of
you.
I don't even mind the Zoom calls. It's what I hate is the tapping of the keyboards. I'm like, your fingers must be broken.
Do they all have the loudest keyboards in the world?
It's insane.
Like those ASMRs.
Yeah, and no fingernails left because they're grinded down to nothing.
Oh, it's so annoying, lads. So, but then my mate texts me and he goes, oh, do you want me to put it up on my close friend's story? He texted me that around 3 p.m., right? And I was like, yeah, please, that'd be great. He was like, cool, put it up an hour later. He's like, I already have a bite, this person's curious. Then he texts me, he was out last night, and he texts me about 1 a.m. He's like, bro, I have the best person for you to to move into your house.
I've just met them.
1 a.m. on a Friday morning is not. This is not going to be a good reason.
I was like, if they, he was like, can't vouch for them enough, bro. And I was like, if they're that good at 1 a.m. on a Friday morning, they should have been that good at 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
To, for you to think about.
Not only that, if they're up at 1 a.m. on a Friday morning, I don't want them in the house.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Bed
by
10.
Bed by 10.
So now we have this, we're in this little bit of a dilemma. Where, and you can't spell dilemma without Emma. I have a girl, I have a friend who used to live with, do you remember Callum, Emma?
Yeah.
I used to live with a girl called Emma. She moved and she went to Australia and she went and did travelling. She might be coming back.
Oh no.
The one thing you don't want when you're looking for a housemate is someone who doesn't give you a straight answer. And Emma has never given a straight answer in her entire life. So I asked her last week, what do you think about moving into the house? I'm 40%. I asked her this week, I'm 70%. By this rate, I'll have to wait till September. I need someone to move in ASAP, Emma.
I'm coming in with you.
This is a call out.
Yeah.
We both will. There's two rooms.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Beautiful clapping all around. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I have written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. On to play is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
We're not too bad at all. What's your day looking like?
I've just put into the hard shoulder because I'm going to the gym.
Oh,
so.
Very good. That's Padraig's place of worship.
It is. That now, you could be diverting to the cinema, though.
Yeah, you could indeed. Nice bit of popcorn, nice drink and a nice movie. Michelle, let's see if we can get you there. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something, Michelle, like name any shop. You're going to hear three beeps, then you answer on the third beep. If you say Tesco and I've Tesco written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down, and every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out, and you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Michelle, are you ready to go?
I'm ready, yeah.
Let's do it. Round one. Michelle, name any street in Dublin.
Kildare Street.
Kildare Street. A good choice. An interesting, bizarre choice, I would say.
That I would say so too. Obscure.
Yeah, a bit obscure. And I have written down Grafton Street.
Well done, Michelle.
Basic.
Yeah, totally, yeah. That's one IMC Cinema Pass, Michelle. Are you happy with that or do you want to play on?
Oh no, keep playing.
Yeah, love that. All right, let's go with round two. Michelle, name any country that played in this year's World Cup.
England.
Interesting choice.
Very interesting.
Obvious choice. Just knocked out in the semi-finals. They're not in the final.
Say that again. Knocked out.
Just knocked out.
Lovely.
Just knocked out, yeah. And I have written down Cape Verde.
Oh. Well done. Okay, Michelle. That's two IMC Cinema Passes. So now you don't have to go alone. But do you want to cash out or do you want to play on?
No, I'll keep going, please.
Love that, Michelle. Here we go with round three. Name a girl's name beginning with P.
Poppy.
Between going for England in the last answer and going for Poppy in this one.
It's feeling a bit West British.
It's starting to pick up what you're putting down here, Michelle. I have written down Paula.
Well done, Michelle. That's three IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to cash out or do you want to play on?
No, we're still going.
You're still going. I love that. What I would recommend is not going for the West Brit answer on this one. Okay? That's all. The only hint I could give you.
There's a little tip.
Here we go at round four. Name any brand of crisps.
King Crisps.
King Crisps. What do you think I've written down, Padraig?
I think you've written down Walkers.
And I have written down Walkers.
Well done, Michelle. That's four IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to cash out there or do you want to play on?
No, in for it all.
Yeah, full penny. Love this, Michelle. Here we go. Round five. This is the one. This is the toughest one. Round five, Michelle. Name any ingredient in a breakfast roll.
A rasher.
I asked you to name any ingredient in a breakfast roll, and you wrote down rasher. I have written down hash brown.
Well done, Michelle. Yes.
She thought she was out after the Walkers.
I know.
Which I really enjoy. Michelle, congratulations. Five IMC Cinema Passes are on the way to you. Are you buzzing?
Oh, that was the most nerve-wracking thing ever. Oh, my God.
Michelle, can I ask, are you going to use them all for yourself, or are you going to bring five people with you?
I might do one of my own, then I'll bring himself for the
Yeah,
rest.
Fair enough. I like that.
Love that, Michelle. Well, listen, congratulations. Well done on beating me at my own game. Have a fantastic day.
Enjoy the gym, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good luck. You'll probably see Padraig there, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. When Zendaya's there, you'll find me there.
If he's not in the hard shoulder, he's in the gym. I can't tell you how I know this, but this is just a public service announcement and a bit of help from me to you.
Go on.
If someone turns on disappearing messages on Instagram and you screenshot it, it will tell them.
Oh!
Yeah, I've got caught out.
Yeah.
A few times.
I can't tell you how I know, but it's just, it's bad when it happens.
Did you get caught out?
The weird thing was, they turned on disappearing messages, right? Which I knew meant they were taking a screenshot.
Right.
Because they obviously accidentally, because there was no need to.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, little screenshot there, wasn't it?
Yeah, cheeky screenshot.
And it's fine, like, it's good banter with me and my friend. But then he turned it off. But because the message he'd sent was still disappearing messages, when I screenshotted it, it told him.
Oh my God.
So just a little public service announcement.
That's freaking me out.
If disappearing messages is on, or in any way still in the conversation, it will tell the other person if you screenshot. You're welcome.
On Spin.
When I wake up,
I feel good.
Turn on
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. Welcome to your weekend. It's 4 minutes past eight. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Fully Charged. But it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear my stomach rumble there, anyone?
No,
I'm
don't
just
worry.
Addressing the elephant in the room.
It happens all the time. It's actually my throat. It happens.
Really?
I'll just be sitting here because I can't burp. So there's nowhere for the air to go. So
you can't burp.
No, I can't burp.
Never burped?
No, I've burped. Like, I've probably burped probably 25 times in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't burp.
That's crazy. I can burp on demand.
Yeah, see, I can't. I wish I could do that.
That's class.
So because of that, there's nowhere for the air to go. So random points. When conversing with me, you'll just hear.
I suppose it's just a slow burner burp, is it? Yeah,
pretty much.
Have you ever gone downstairs in? I'm thinking about lunch. Have you ever gone downstairs in the Duns and Stephen's Green for lunch?
Yes. Oh my God.
It is top.
If Cassie
Stokes stopped me and asked me about the best of Dublin, all my answers would be downstairs in Stephen's Green's Duns. The other thing is the clientele down there.
Yeah.
The best looking people you'll ever see.
They are very
They're
good.
All corporate
all
baddies.
The finance bros.
Yeah,
as well.
It is, right? I actually have a friend and she was giving out recently about being single and she's like, I'm going out all the time. She's like, I want to meet someone organically. I was like, you know what you need to do?
Go to Duns.
You need to go downstairs, Stephen's Green's Duns, downstairs for lunchtime between 12 and 1. You'll find a husband in no time.
Have you had their like big sausage rolls?
I've had their sausage rolls. It's their hot rolls that they make
hot
in the
rolls
deli.
But like, you know that they, if you want, so there's basically two queues. You can queue up for a roll.
Yeah.
But if you don't want the roll, you can call one of the deli people over to the other
it
counter.
It can be more convenient.
Like, can I just get some sausage rolls? They're like, no problem at all.
And there's something for everyone, isn't there?
There's
this sounds
sushi
like an ad.
Only over there.
It's like a hotel buffet that you get in an all inclusive, except way more classy.
And the cakes and everything.
I can't wait to go.
Architects, well done. Fantastic Dunn stores. Brilliant Dunn stores. Is it your favourite Dunn?
Without a doubt.
Is it?
Yeah, top tier.
I really like the Georgia Street one.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
The staff in there sound as well.
Yeah, very true. Tricky. This is the game where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get all of them right and we'll give you $2,000. Top the leaderboard, win a voucher. Chris is on to play. Morning, Chris.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad at all. What are you after the day?
I am just getting ready for work.
What do you do, Chris?
I am a sales rep for a door company.
For a door company? Oh my God, you're like Monsters, Inc.
Yes,
I know no one in the world, my head went there, but that's just where mine went
I was just wondering, is it a busy time for doors?
Why?
It's always a busy time for doors.
It's always a busy time for doors.
So like what? Like, there's two things that there's always great business, doors and death.
Well, like if you think about it, like every house needs a door.
This is true.
You know?
Yeah, every building needs a door. Exactly. Every building needs a door.
Needs multiple doors, actually, Chris. Chris, you must be loaded. you don't need the $2,000 at all.
I don't.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Right. And but if we're looking for a cheap door, we know where to go.
Do you cold call people?
Not as much as I should, but there's more people bringing me, so...
That's so... Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good sign, Chris. Very good. Any weekend plans?
All quiet this weekend, thank you. Actually, we're going to the cinema this evening, me and my girlfriend.
Very nice.
My new Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that now, in fairness, even though I don't really know what's going on and I won't have a clue because it'll be 3 hours long and I'll probably really get sad that I decided to go to the cinema. But
yeah.
I do want to see it. I know that doesn't sound like I do, but I do.
There's just a big hype about it, isn't there?
We didn't realise it was 3 hours long when we booked it.
Yeah. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Yeah. Especially on the time with this lovely weather outside.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. How do you get on this when you take it on when you're listening to the car?
Some days could be one or two, some days could be seven or eight.
Okay, so, and the highest score you've ever had?
Maybe seven or eight.
Seven or eight. Okay, decent. Well, you would top the leaderboard if you scored eight in 50 seconds, Chris. So let's do this thing. This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, which is today, a €100 Ryanair voucher will go right in your pocket. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Keane currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring eight in those 50 seconds that I mentioned. Let's see if you can do any better, Chris. The best of luck. Padraig's going to ask your questions. Are you ready?
Thank you, yeah.
All right, Chris, I'll count you in, all right? 3, 2, 1. July is what number month of the year?
7.
How many suits are in a deck of cards?
4.
The nickname for the English football team is the Watt Lions?
3.
How many infinity stones are there in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
5.
How many letters are there in the word jalapeno?
Jalapeno. 9.
Tim Burton made a sci-fi horror film in 2009 called what?
10.
Spain have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
1.
Matt Cardle won the X Factor in the year 2000 and what?
6.
In what animated series, in the animated series American Dad, how many kids do Stan and Francine have?
2.
And complete the name of this band, the 1970 Watt.
All right, Chris, how do you think you got on?
I think I messed up there.
Do you?
I messed up a couple of things.
In what way? What was your method?
I was writing down the numbers there now, and I kind of looked. I said 9 twice, definitely, and left one number on.
Okay, so instead of ticking off the numbers, you actually wrote them down as you went, which would probably take another part of your brain has to concentrate on that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what would you be happy with out of interest?
I'd take 8 in 55 seconds.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, I don't know. 6, 7.
6, 7. All right, let's see what we got.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, a score of 5, Chris. Listen, 50%, as I always say, is not too bad. It's respectable enough. It's not your 7 or your 6, unfortunately. But let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many infinity stones are there in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? You said 5. The answer is 6. How many letters are there in the word jalapeno? You said 9, but the answer was 8. Tim Burton made a sci-fi horror film in 2009 called 9 and not 10. Matt Cardle won the X Factor in the year 2010, not 6. And complete the name of the band, the 1970. You said 9, but it's the 1975. Luckily Emma Nolan isn't here because it's her favourite band. Chris, 5 out of 10 is not bad. It doesn't top the leaderboard, but I hope you have a fantastic weekend doing absolutely all.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, lads. Bye.
Good luck, man. Alright, that was a good game, but you got one more chance later on today to top that leaderboard. If you do, Ryanair voucher on the way to you. And what happens if they answer all 10 questions correct?
€2,000.
€2,000 right in your pocket for the weekend. Not bad at all. If you want to play, Tricky in a WhatsApp right now to 087-711-1038. Come on and play. It's your final chance this week to take €2,000 off us. Welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday, one and all. And one thing we like to do on a Friday is something called Dave Ranks. It's where I rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like songs from Phineas and Ferb or lines from Fran in Love, Hate and things like that. Well, it's always niche. It's always fun. I'm worried about this week's, I'm not going to lie, okay? I've become obsessed with a show called Stathletts Flats. It will be familiar to some people, just the name of it, but you most likely don't know the show.
What are you saying?
Stath
Stathleth.
Let's flats.
Okay, is it three separate words?
Stath is the name of the guy.
Okay.
What he does is he lets flats.
Oh, no, that makes sense. I thought you were saying the flats were called Stathleth.
No. His name is Stath.
Okay, grand.
And he lets flats.
Because you were just talking about it there a while ago, and I was like, is this Welsh?
Yeah. Well, if you don't know the TV show, there is a very viral clip that goes around from Stath Let's Flats, and it's this.
I've been using my own key for my flat. Oh, bloody hell. Silly Billy Awards. I win the Silly Billy Awards.
It's quite a famous clip from the TV show. Okay?
I've seen that clip. And can I just say, from that clip alone, that's so your humour.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's just so your humour.
If you don't know what it is, it's about a bizarre family from Greece who own and run a letting agency in London, letting flats to people. In the show, the characters will be doing something mundane, and for some reason, they'll start singing about what they're doing. They do this all the time. So I welcome you this week to Dave Rank's made-up songs from the TV show Stath Let's Flats.
Probably your most niche.
It's the most niche I'll ever go, I promise you. If the boss is listening, I'm sorry, I thought you'd like it because these characters are Greek and so are you.
Dave has done in the past jingles from rival radio stations, and I don't think that is as niche as this one. Now, in fairness, the show is Channel 4. It's not like a weird...
Yeah, it's not bizarre.
And can I just say, shout out to Channel 4 for letting us watch your stuff.
Yes.
Because you can go on, you can log on and make an account and watch all their bits.
Well, you can also watch this on Disney Plus, right?
Okay, there you go.
You don't need to have seen this TV show in order to enjoy this Dave Ranks, right? In order to enjoy these songs, because they're so bizarre, and hopefully it'll mean more people will watch the show. So season 1 and 2 is on Disney Plus. The whole premise is that these characters are bizarre and get a lot of things wrong, including the way they word things. They're always getting them wrong. I genuinely haven't laughed at a TV show more in my entire life. Stath Let's Flats, you can find it on Disney Plus. We go on to fifth place in Dave Rank's songs from the TV show Stath Let's Flats. In fifth place is a song that the main character Stath and his sister Sophie come up with when they feel a bit stressed. It's called Stressed Out Life, and it goes like this.
Stressed out life, stressed out times. We're stressing in the morning and we're stressing in the night. Don't stress, baby, everything will be fine. And let's go to the club and drink the wine. Stressing.
That's the vibe.
No, I totally get where you're going with this.
Do you know what makes that even better as well? It's because she isn't really keeping up with it.
Yeah. No, like, is it improv?
I think a lot of it is.
Yeah, it sounds like it is, which is brilliant. Like, I love that.
We move on to fourth place. It's a song from a character, the same character you just heard, Sophie, and her friend Katya, who are big feminists, okay? They believe you don't need a man to buy you nice things, so they made a song about it. In fourth place is this.
My shoes, I pay for it. My hair, I pay for it. My lunch, I pay for it. I pay for it all. £400.
Like, to be fair, it could be like an early track from Miss Deep.
It's so funny. Yeah.
You couldn't it?
That's the vibe.
Shoes there. Yeah. I've got it. It's a bit like that.
Yeah. House Destiny's there, Child. I bought
Very good. Destiny's Child was
£400.
Yeah. I pay for it all. £400. In third place for Dave Rank songs from the TV show Stath Let's Flats. It isn't original, but it's more of a very known song that they get completely wrong. In third place, it's this.
Happy birthday today. Happy birthday every day. Happy birthday today. Happy birthday every time.
It's just so stupid.
And you know how difficult it must be to sing happy birthday wrong. Do you know what I mean?
And in really quick, in second place is the follow-up from fourth place where they get the happy birthday song wrong. What do you sing after happy birthday? Second place is this.
Bushy's the fellow, Bushy's the fellow, Bushy's the fellow, Bushy's the fellow.
I can't wait to watch this.
It's the best show in the world.
It's almost got kind of like It's Always Sunny vibes about it. Or the other one, I can't remember what that one is.
It's just brilliant.
But it's not first place. First place, an actual produced song, everybody. I literally go around the house singing this non-stop. The main character, Stath, has a daughter that's just been born, and he's obsessed with her. He wants to protect her, to love her, and most of all, he wants to feed her what he imagines a 2-week-old should be eating. eggs.
Dina, I'm gonna feed ya. Gonna buy you an egg. Gonna mix that egg with bread for your mouth. Provide for your life. Gonna hand you my business. Sorry that your mum's not my wife. Gonna feed you an egg and destroy anyone who touches your smile. Then I'm gonna raise you right. Then I'm gonna raise you high and give you an egg in the sky.
You told me that
Peter
that
Andre.
Is, yeah, or Craig David.
Yeah. I would Gareth, really. Gareth Gates.
Yeah. All of the same era. That is so good.
Wow. So that is Dave Rank's Sorry. That Let's Flat
that
song.
Is, that was the perfect advert to get people to go and watch. I've never heard of it in my life. I didn't even know what it was called and I can't wait to watch
Please
it.
Please go and enjoy it. It's on Disney Plus. I hope you've enjoyed Dave Rank's. We'll return next week.
I was just coming back from the loo there and there's a coat hanging up. Have you seen the coat hanging up outside?
No.
It's full snakeskin coat.
Stop it.
A full snakeskin coat.
Would that be crazy warm?
I don't know, but like I want to know who in this office is walking around in a snakeskin skin coat.
It's Callum's.
And I'm doing Drag on a Friday. Yeah.
It's very Cat Slater, isn't
Drag
it?
Drag Friday, yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, I need to find out because I need to have a conversation about where it came from.
Did you try it on?
No, but I'm thinking about it. I did try, but I was under pressure. I didn't know how much time we had left.
Oh, God, your weekend's going to get so good if you enjoy it and you like it. You just try it on, you go, I look class.
I know, but now I've just admitted that I want to try it on. So if it goes missing, everyone's going to know it's me.
Well, it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. I want to tell you a story about... And I kind of, I don't know why I didn't tell you this a few days ago, but someone went mad at me on the street recently.
Someone went mad at me as well?
Really?
No, I honestly, it's after shaking me to my core all week.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to get to yours now in a second.
Yeah, okay, go
so
on.
I'm curious. First. So can we can do that after, right? But I'm just, mine's more of a question, right? So I was on Pier Street, me and Pippa were driving, and it's one of those parts of the road where it comes into a yellow box. Okay?
Yes.
And it's coming into your... And I obviously don't want to park my car in the yellow box.
No, you're not meant to.
There's a car in front of me who keeps going. I stop at the yellow box. He keeps going. As he goes through the yellow box, I think, Grant, we're off. So I take off.
Yeah.
But he stops right at the end of the yellow box on his side.
Okay,
so and so I'm like, well, I can't go any further because then I'll be in the yellow box. So I have to stop exactly where I am right now. Unfortunately, where I was right now was a crossway.
Okay, right.
It's where people were pressing the green man to walk across.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now, I was a little bit out of the window down. It was very sunny. I was just like, I'm sure someone might give me some eyes, but yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. Okay? Yeah. And then the green man comes on. I obviously can't go. I have a red light. There's a yellow box and then a car. And so because I can't move anywhere, I'm just kind of sitting there. And a guy is waiting to cross the road. Everyone else that's around... who also wants to cross the road, goes around my car.
Like, this, I mean, like, it's not a big car, let's be honest.
It's not a big car.
It's no Range Rover, like.
Sorry, where's that dig coming from?
Sorry.
You're Mr. Porter Wells McCarthy with the Hummer, is it? No, luckily.
No, go on.
Luckily, it isn't a big car.
No, I'm on your side here.
It's a Golf, right?
You know, I'm on your side.
So your man, my window's down. Everyone else walks around the car and across the road. He goes mental at me. He starts screaming. He's like, what is this, a car park? What are you doing there for?
God.
I'm like, I clearly didn't do it on purpose. Do you know what I mean? He's going mad. He's going, like, he yells at me for about 15 seconds. And he's like, this is ridiculous. It's not a car park. What are you doing there? I have to cross. Do I have to walk around your car now? Do I? I'm sitting there laughing at him, right? I'm sitting there looking up at him, laughing.
See, that's the perfect response because that's going to annoy him. I'd be crying.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be shaking. I'm going to have to get out of the car and someone else would have to drive on.
Now, here's where you might think I didn't react great. Now, not that I went mad or anything, but as we took off then, Pippa, who's sitting next to me, just goes, that was mad. And I turned to her and I said, Pippa, if someone yelled at you like that, I would tear them apart.
Yeah, okay.
I would get so angry. I would be right out the car going wild at them. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, it's happened. She's like, oh, yeah. But she's just like, you got given out to. I was like, if you give out to my person, I'm going to go wild. Now, in fairness, I do also like that she's cool, calm and collected.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite things about her. But in a
you
little...
You need that.
A little, I do. But in a little way, I was like... You should go mad at him for talking to your person like that.
Yeah,
there's an element of you know, stand up for your person.
Yeah, I get you. Not, she sided with him.
She didn't side with him, but she was like, nah, that was bad. And yeah, I was like, are you going to allow that? I would never allow someone talk to her.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
You see, if it's confrontation, I'll run.
And then, okay, fair enough. But we just kind of got into a conversation then of like, what we would do in that situation. She was like, okay, interesting. And I was like, no, in fairness, I'm just overreacting. I said to her, no, it's fine. I'm glad you're cool, calm and collected. But in the moment, I almost want her to be like, you shut up. Yeah, who are you talking to? Do you know what I mean?
That would have been hot.
It would have been so
it been
hot.
It would have been hot, in fairness. I get it. It's just a little fantasy you have.
Okay, who's gone mad at you? Because I swear to God, as soon as you said someone went mad at you, I was like, I'm going to go mad.
This is right. So the other day, right, I parked my car out on our road, right? And we've got like this private road. And
himself.
But it's not a main road, right? Is what I'm saying. And there's a row of houses, and then there's a road. And on the opposite side of the road, opposite the houses, like not on the same side as the houses, I parked my car. I was running in to grab my bike to get it repaired, right?
Oh, you're going
to
put the bike in the car?
I was going to put the bike in the car because you can't cycle it anywhere, right? So as I did, there was a man pulled in and he's like, you can't park your car there. And I was like, well, I can park my car there. And I was like, and it'll be 2 seconds. I'm just getting my bike and then I'm going again.
Why could you not park your car there?
Because it was opposite his house, even though it was on the opposite side of the road.
But it's on your side of the road.
Also, he doesn't live there, right?
Oh my God.
He just rents it out, right? So I was like, I'll be 2 seconds. I'm just grabbing, because this is as close to my house as I could get, so I could throw the bike into the car. That was fine. He starts screaming at me, right? So the teacher and me came out and I turned around and I said, excuse me? Please have some manners.
That's so
right?
good.
And I said, there are people that are dying on this planet and you're screaming at me about my car. Well, he called me a couple of names, right?
No.
That I can't repeat on air. But then I was, as I said, I can't deal with confrontation. So I went into my house and I hid and I waited until he left because I didn't want to leave again.
Oh
right?
my God.
Which obviously annoyed him even more because he, because the car was there for longer, the longer than the 2 minutes that I said it was going to be there. So that was fine.
Sunbathed on that car.
I know, I should have, right? So I waited until he was gone and then he was gone. And then yesterday, the management company of our estate sent me a complaint saying that I had verbally assaulted him.
You're joking.
Right? So I counter-argued and I said, are you aware that he's using his house as an Airbnb? And they were like, no, we didn't know that at all. And now they're investigating him. So I won.
Yes.
And I didn't even have to raise my voice.
Fantastic. Well done.
Thank you.
Well
I'm
done.
I'm so happy. And if you're listening, Mr. Airbnb.
Tricky. For now, though, this is the Tricky 10. One more chance for someone to top the leaderboard, take this Ryanair voucher off us, and another chance for someone to win $2,000 if they answer all 10 questions correct. Ava's on to play.
Ava.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. What's the plans for the day?
No, I'm in work.
So what do you do?
I'm hoping that this goes positive. I work in the sports surgery clinic in Sandry.
The sports surgery clinic. Fair play. Does that mean you're like a physio?
Not really. I more work for one of the consultants, kind of.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So you're not performing any surgery today, Ava?
No surgery, okay, but sports therapy is different.
Okay. Gotcha. Very good. Very good. And any weekend plans then?
Nothing yet. We'll see how this goes and maybe that'll change.
Very good.
You could be jetting off or spending $2,000 somewhere.
That'd be lovely. Ava, when you take on the Tricky 10, obviously it's always a mixed bag. Some days some people do really well, some people do awful on other days. What's the highest score you've ever gotten?
The only reason I answered is I got all 10 right on, was it Wednesday maybe?
Did you?
No, but that was a fluke. About five or six is usually my average, but we'll see if we get a fluke again today.
Amazing, Ava. That's unreal. All right, well, let's see if we can get you 10 out of 10 and win you that $2,000. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Okay, Ava, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat, and we'll only be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know an answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard, you'll win a €100 Ryanair voucher. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correctly, we're going to give you $2,000. Kian is at the top of the leaderboard. He scored 8 in 50 seconds. Dave is going to ask your questions. The very best of luck.
All right, Ava, here we go. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In tennis, how many players would be on the court in a singles match?
2.
The word toothpaste has how many letters in it?
10.
David and Victoria Beckham have how many children together?
4.
On an analog clock, what number would the big hand be pointing at if it was 20 to the hour?
8.
The Michelin star restaurant on Parnell Square is called Chapter what?
1.
How many colours are there on the flag of South Africa?
6.
Argentina have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
4.
Take a guess.
5.
Do you know what, Ava? I think that's the least amount of questions we've ever gotten through. We only got through 7 questions.
No.
Which is...
No. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Well, listen, it depends on what your score is. You'd be happy with... What would you be happy with?
How many questions did I answer?
You answered 7.
Well, I suppose 7, though.
So. You'd be happy with 7? All right, Ava, let's top them up, see what you got.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, my God.
Ava, that was insane.
Ava, that's so impressive.
It was
to answer
really good.
Only
oh,
7
God.
Questions. And
too
get
slow. The 55 seconds goes too quick.
It yeah. does, in fairness.
You hesitated a little bit or just took a little bit too
I
long.
Know.
Yeah,
if you
did.
Could, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have a clue about David Beckham's kids. Like,
fair no, enough. I know, but you got it right, like, in fairness, yeah.
What's
yeah.
the one she got wrong? Oh.
The only question you got wrong was Argentina have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times? You said 5.
Know, like.
Yeah, you said 5. The answer was 3. It's just a guess for that one.
But the rest were correct. Ava, that is really, really impressive. What I'd recommend you do is try and come back on at some stage in the next couple of weeks. And try and do it again and be a little bit, tiny bit quicker.
Keep practicing.
Yeah, absolutely. True. Ava, true. We're really impressed
Thanks
by
so
you.
Much.
Have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
See
Ava.
You. Bye.
Good luck. All right.
I don't want to turn people off entering, but I feel like I might be bad luck, you
Why?
Know? Because a couple of weeks ago when I was here, someone got 0.
And a 0?
Yeah, 0. It was the only 0 ever, was it? It was definitely the first ever.
No, it was. I was trying to think. It was that when Emma was on, but was it not you two?
No, it was me. It was me. Someone got 0, and I think
someone
it was the
actually,
first ever.
Yeah, it was the two of them because Emma told me the next day.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes. It was me and Emma. Yeah, it was. I get confused. And then the other one was, of course, that was like the least amount of questions you ever got through. I think I'm the problem. It's me. Is that a Taylor Swift quote?
It is. I don't think you're the problem. But please do come back to us. But also, maybe we just leave him off the tricky 10.
Well, Portering's back on Monday as
I am.
Well.
We'll have a look at it then.
Can you just simplify them a small bit?
Yeah.
You know what? I'd love to get that viral moment. I never get that moment where I get to jump up and down and cheer. And, you know what I mean?
It's not your show.
No, actually, fair point. Yet.
Congratulations to Keane. Yeah, I'm on the way out. Keane, congratulations to him. He topped the leaderboard. He won a €100 Ryanair voucher. No one has taken the €2,000 off.
He was unbelievable.
He was
yesterday.
Brilliant. He did it in 50 seconds. Will someone come on and take that €2,000 off us next week? Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. What's the top of the leaderboard score? Prize.
The prize for next week, I've decided it's going to be...
Maybe it is his show.
I've decided... Yeah, slowly but surely, I'm taking over. It's a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher, right?
Okay.
And the reason I chose this is because I think it's a handy one because you get to choose where you can go. So it's load of restaurants use these vouchers.
Oh, brilliant.
So you buy one voucher, you can use them in loads of places. There's like over 50 restaurants, Faith Street Social, Fallon Burn, Hawksmoor, Zosimus, there's loads in there. So there's something for everybody.
It's called a dine-in voucher.
Yeah, because in fairness, if you don't like flying, the Ryanair voucher
is
the greatest
dine-in.
Prize.
Yeah.
Dine-in, exactly.
If you want a €100 dine-in voucher if you top the leaderboard next week, or €2,000 if you answer all 10 questions correct, come on and play the Tricky 10. Tricky in a WhatsApp right now to 087-711-1038. Get involved for Monday.
Speaking of 3 o'clock, I was very excited about after the show today because I'm going to collect my bike from the bike repair shop.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's wrong with it?
Multiple things, actually. I bought the bike back in 2023, right? And it was a really good offer. I don't know anything about bikes, right? But I went to the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun where they have secondhand bikes and they do them up.
Okay.
And a guy I worked with at the time was like, this is a really good bike and it was a really good deal. It was only £200, but it was like class, right?
Right, okay.
But I don't know anything, right? So I bought the bike.
Is it one of them really light ones?
Yes.
Okay,
right?
I do find them cool.
Yeah, it was so handy, right? So I cycled into town, left it for 2 days.
Do you ever just like, you know what I'm going to ask? Do you ever just have a rot day?
No. No, not really.
Oh my God.
No, so
your life sounds exhausting.
It is exhausting, right? I bought the bike, cycled it into town after I bought it, left it in town for 2 days, drove the car in, hated it, absolutely hated the cycling, too far, really sweaty, was like in my own head for too long, like, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. I had my AirPods in, they were falling out, the helmet was all over the place.
Well done for wearing a helmet. Helmets are cool.
If you know I'm a bit of a klutz, I need the helmet, like,
no,
you know,
you absolutely can. Helmets are really, really cool.
The
really
other
important
thing was, and maybe this is where I went wrong, the cushion was a bit like the saddle, I needed to get
too
a cushion
high?
No, too hard.
Oh, too hard.
Yeah,
okay.
I was sore on my bum, like, right? Okay. So I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna get the bike repaired. It's been sitting out the back for two years. It's 3 years nearly. It's about time that I went and I got it fixed. But it just reminds me of other things that I've, like, you know what I mean? I've done, or like, I've tried to make my character trait.
Okay.
And then I've quit.
I can see you on a bike. Yeah. I can see you in
Well, come here. The other day I was in here, and obviously we share an office with Claire Byrne.
Yeah.
And I met Claire on the stairs, and she's like, did you cycle in? And I was like, no. And she goes, oh, you look like you cycle in. And I was like, okay, I can't believe.
Sweaty and gross.
Sweaty and gross. Also, I was wearing jeans, Claire. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, fine. Anyway, so there's other things that I quit. For example, I bought a keyboard during lockdown.
A piano keyboard.
Yeah, couldn't tell you where that is. I actually forgot I even tried that until a year after I bought it. €250 was taken out of my account because I'd subscribed to lessons.
Stop it.
And I think the second year, it was awful. Didn't get the money back.
What was the story with the keyboard? Did you?
I wanted to learn how to play.
You're going
to
be in a band?
No, I just thought, well, maybe. You never know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a handy one to have. Yeah. Can't sing, useless. Anyway, another thing I decided to take up before was hurling.
Yeah.
I joined a hurling club.
Did you?
Well, I went to one training session. I never went back. I even bought the boots.
Recently?
Maybe 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Fair play to you. That's unreal. You're starting to sound a little bit like Emma Nolan, because Emma does join classes and does things. She does one lesson and she goes, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I brought the bike to get fixed. The ordeal, first of all, to find somewhere to fix it was chronic. And then it was going into different places. So I had it in the boot of the car because it's uncyclable at the moment. I was going around to different bike shops and I'd walk in, and you know, some men do this thing where they make noises like,
when are they doing this?
So I walk
when
in.
When you walk in, I walk in with the bike. Here we go.
I walk in with the bike and they're like, hey, like, I need to get my bike repaired. And they're like, and I'm like, sorry, you know what?
It's a bike repair shop.
Sorry for asking you to do your job. You know what I mean? Hard for me to give you my money, right? But eventually this fella, I was driving towards Blanchardstown because I knew there was one up there. And I was like, I rang him and I was like, excuse me. I was like, I need to get my bike repaired. If I come to you, will you take my bike off me? And he's like, yes, obviously. So I went in, gave him my bike because I didn't
want... The other ones are really mean.
I was taking it in and out of the car. I was just exhausted from it all, right? Anyway, he calls me up last night and he's like, your bike's fixed. Yeah, no bother.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I was like, class, I'll collect it tomorrow. He was like, €150.
Oh, God. And you paid how much for the bike?
200.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have to think, will I just leave it?
Yeah, don't go back.
Just leave it, the bike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good shout.
Before I even start it, would I even bother?
You didn't even enjoy it.
No, I didn't even like it.
Do you know what? You tell him to keep it.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, how am I supposed to, like, help the environment if you're costing... New brake pads? The brakes aren't even used.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. New brake pads, new chain. And he goes, we had to pump up the tyres. I was like, am I paying per gram of air?
Honestly, my air surety is free in the bike.
Surely.
But I paid less at a car garage.
Oh, this is what I'm saying.
And the car was undrivable.
But also, if I bought the bike for 200 3 years ago, I could probably buy a new bike for 200 that's newer than this bike.
Yeah.
And not pay the 150.
Oh my God. Love, just drive.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's a sign, is it?
You know when you're driving and there's a cyclist on the road, isn't it the worst?
It is. I don't want to be one of those people.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
I think you're right. I think I jumped the gun.
Yeah, there you go. You're annoying enough with your fitness. Let it go. Just drive, for God's sake. Welcome to the music game with No Name.
So if you've never heard this...
You're about to learn nothing.
If you've never heard this game before, it's pretty simple in terms of explanation, but it's just hard to play because you've got stupid players.
Me and Dave, totally fair.
Padraig may absolutely smash.
Callum, look, we've been friends for long enough now. You know that what my track record is like.
So this is the game where Emma would normally ask you a question in relation to a song lyric. So, for example, where did Rihanna and her partner find love in her
Hopeless
song
place.
We Found Love?
And I was going to say under the umbrella.
So, Dave got that correct. Where did Rihanna and her partner find love in her song, We Found Love? The answer is A Hopeless Place. So, the questions are in relation to the song
sometimes, and this is where I give out to Emma, sometimes they're worded weird, so you can't think of the song in your head. But that's the beauty of the game.
Yeah. And we don't need to wait. Dave just jumped in there and didn't wait till the end of the question.
You'll have a little kind of amount of time.
There's a 5-second timer. So I will ask you the question. You have a 5-second timer, and then you've got to lock in your answer. So you don't have to answer straight away.
And if we're not against each other,
question. We're not screaming at each other. Okay, that's so, fine, because I just screamed.
Question number one is for Dave. Yes. So, Dave, this is for you. And I think Emma has done this specifically for you. I think she's trying to tailor it to you.
Nice.
In Justin Bieber's Boyfriend, what does he say they could eat whilst chilling by the fire?
We could it's like cheese or something. We could eat
chilling by the fire.
Eating fondue. Eating fondue, I think it is.
I'm giving some help there.
Yeah.
Correct.
I knew it was like a cheese pound, like a cheese thing.
Yeah, I could see the cogs working.
Right, so that's 1 point for Dave.
Has she tailored it to me? Is it Zendaya?
I don't think that. Zendaya's song, no. In Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's thrift shop, how many dollars does he have in his pocket?
Is it 20?
Let's find out.
Yes.
Hey, Audrey. Would have got that. That was very good.
I would have thought that was quite easy. I think she's going easy.
I think that was easy. Now it could get a little bit tricky here. Into round two. Dave, back to you. In Avicii's Without You, what does he say he has to learn how to do without you?
I gotta learn to, I don't know, love? I'm going to say love.
He's saying love. Let's find out.
Oh, my God. That's very good. I never would have got that one.
Wow. Right.
That was great. You strike me as an Avicii fan.
Thank you.
Over to you.
Derogatory.
Back to you, Podrick. Question two to level the game to make it 2-2. It's called a Desmond. In Taylor Swift's Blank Space, what does she have a long list of? In Taylor Swift's Blank Space, what does she have a long list of?
I don't have a clue. I'm going to say names.
Nah.
Let's find out.
Starbucks lovers.
It's the Starbucks lovers lyric. It's ex-lovers. Got a long list of ex-lovers. Here we go then. Dave, you've got 2 points. If you get this right, it's a clean sweep and you've won the week. Dave, I think this is the throwback question, even though the last one was kind of throwback as well. In Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, she mentions the taste of the girl's chapstick. What flavour is it?
The taste of cherry chapstick. I think it's cherry.
Cherry chapstick to make it 3-3.
Come on. I would have got that one.
It's a clean sweep for Dave. Well done, you're playing Dave. For pride here, Podrick, now to make it 3-2. In Fergie's Glamorous.
Yeah.
This is actually a ridiculous question.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get this.
I'm not going to get it.
In Fergie's Glamorous, what American fast food chain does she still use the drive-thru at?
Burger King?
He's saying BK. The answer is
Taco Bell.
See, the fact that Emma thinks we'd ever get that.
Does Emma think I eat Taco Bell? I am an almond mother.
Have you seen him?
We've got a tie-breaking question as well. It's pointless, but we may as well play. You can just keep this music rolling for this day.
Okay.
In the tie-breaker, you've got to shout your name first, and then I will come to you for the answer. So don't shout the answer, shout your name. In Mika's song, Grace Kelly, he says he could be brown. But what other colours could he be?
He could be, David, he could be brown, he could be blue, he could be violet sky, he could be hurtful, he could be purple, and he could be anything you like.
Purple?
He could be purple, violet sky.
How competitive he gets. I didn't know it, Dave. Like, you have type. Like, it's like, you know?
Here we go!
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky.
He could be happy, he could be purple, he could be anything you like.
Flurple.
Dave, with the tiebreaker, that's 4 out of 3.
In my defence, he's working on radio, listening to music all the time, a hell of a lot longer than I am.
You should know that this Fergie's game, going to tackle
yeah,
now.
Actually,
there's
yeah.
such a tradition of someone crashing out yeah. every week, yeah. and I'm so glad it's finally you.
Now my gay card is revoked after the Fergie question.